Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese, I'm Brendan.
大家好,我是 Echo.
And I haven't recorded anything for Pop-Up Chinese in a while owing to technical difficulties, which are the subject of today's elementary podcast. Let's listen.
你的电脑又坏了。
你又做了什么?
我安装了一些软件。
哦,我的天哪。
别担心,全是免费的。
你又弄坏了我的电脑。
你的电脑又坏了。
你又做了什么？
我安装了一些软件。
哦，我的天哪！
别担心，全是免费的。
你又弄坏了我的电脑。
Okay,
yeah, so this happens a lot to unfortunate users of Windows PCs. Let's go through this dialogue line by line and take a look at what's going on here.
Okay.
你的电脑又坏了。
你的电脑又坏了。
Your computer's broken again.
你又做了什么？
你又做了什么？
What have you done this time?
我安装了一些软件。
我安装了一些软件。
I installed some programs.
哦，我的天哪！
哦，我的天哪
！Oh my heavens！
别担心，全是免费的。
别担心，全是免费的。
Don't worry, they were all free.
你又弄坏了我的电脑。
你又弄坏了我的电脑。
You've broken my computer again.Let's go back and listen to this one more time, keeping all of this in mind, and then we'll come back with some stuff to watch out for here.
你的电脑又坏了。
你又做了什么？
我安装了一些软件。
哦，我的天哪！
别担心，全是免费的。
你又弄坏了我的电脑。
Okay, we're back, and generally speaking, this is a lesson about computers.
Broken computers.
Broken computers. The problem with the computer is software.
软件.
Which is literally software. 软件. And the software was installed
安装.
On the computers, which caused them to break.
坏了.
Why? And this is the same why as in bad, right? And install here, 安装, can be used for things other than software. You can install a new toilet.
我安装了一个新的马桶。
And then there are a bunch of things in the computer that can break, and we didn't talk about them in this dialogue, but you could have, like, the operating system.
操作系统。
Right? Or hardware-wise, you could have the keyboard.
键盘
or the mouse
鼠标
Now, moving on from vocabulary, there are a couple of interesting things、grammar. About the grammar here, yeah.
And it's your favorite part.
I love me some grammar. The first thing is 又 this word 又
你的电脑又坏了
你又做了什么
又
So the first sentence, first and second sentences we see it, actually.
And the last one.
And the last one.
你又弄坏了我的电脑。
It means again.
Again.
And you probably already know one word for again, which is 再, right? As in 再见. This is different.
Yes, because it's past tense.
Yeah, 再 is future tense. Always. You're always talking about something that hasn't happened yet. With 又, you're always talking about something that happened in the past.
你的电脑又坏了。
Your computer is broken again.
你又做了什么?
What have you done again? In English, you can't say that. In English, it would be, what have you done this time?
This time, yes.
But that's what it is, that yo there is again.
But he must have done something before.
Yeah. The next thing worth looking for is when the guy says, yeah, but don't worry, the programs or the software was all free. And the way he says that is,
别担心,全是免费的。
别担心，全是免费的。
Right. Now this 全 you're probably familiar with from other contexts. Mm-hmm. And it means whole or
yes.
complete.
All.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it means here, all.
全是免费的。
Now, you could use 都 in this case too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
But 全 is a bit more...
the entire thing.
Yeah, don't worry, all of it was free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that actually would be a point of distinction between mm-hmm. the two. 全would be like all of it.
Yes.
都 would be like each of them.
Yeah, actually, we have already mentioned that in the earlier dialogue. And here's some examples for you. 全世界.
So the whole world.
全人类.
All of humanity.
Yeah.
Right. So in this case,
全中国.
All of China. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about something which is...
Yes.
A complete
yeah.
thing, a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with 都, you're talking about individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes us to the end of the grammar part, which is mm-hmm. the best part.
Mm-hmm.
Now go back and have another listen to the dialogue,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll come back with some closing thoughts.
你的电脑又坏了。
你又做了什么？
我安装了一些软件。
哦，我的天哪！
别担心。全是免费的。
你又弄坏了我的电脑。
So, Echo, I know you're a Windows user.
Yeah.
And in China, that's kind of a dangerous...
We use Charpy. Windows
XP.
Charpy.
Of course, Charpy. Cute. Well,
you use Mac.
I use a Mac, so it's pretty safe.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I mean, Windows is way more popular here, right?
Yeah, yeah. And in China, very popular.
Yeah, and so there are all these...
Especially with, like, Parrot. Windows.
Well, yeah. No, there is no piracy in China.
Yeah, no.
No, I heard somebody from the foreign ministry say so. But anyway, we'll probably be back at you with a whole other lesson some other time about, you know, QQ and Shunlei
mm-hmm.
and these
yeah,
programs
sure.
that everybody uses. But that is it for today.
Mm-hmm. And if you have any questions, you can just write to me at echo@popupchinese.com or just post on the site.
Yes, do not attach a Word or Excel document to your emails to her. They will get mm-hmm. caught by antivirus software and never
yeah.
get through. Have fun.
Okay, see you next time.